Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, February 10th. This is 2020, and I can make that reference today because it's unofficially become Media Monday. I have two guests with me today. I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Charlotte. I jumped the gun there, didn't I?
A little bit, yeah. Hi. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there.
So we're going to start today with an article, Charlotte, that you talked about, which is the people getting the 7-day trial of Apple TV Plus. And this is where the Media Monday part comes in, kids. And how excited they were after that 7 days of sampling to actually pay for it.
Spoiler alert. Not very. So... something called Flixt.io, which was picked up by a few of us, conducted a survey. I think it was a pretty substantial one. I think it was over kind of 1,000 people. And so they asked a few questions. First of all, how did you initially sign up for Apple TV Plus? And 73% of those they asked did so via the 7-day free trial. And then has your Apple TV Plus free trial expired, and 51% of those interviewed had their trial expire, but 72% of them did not purchase the $4.99 a month subscription having done that free trial. And what's also interesting is of those that did, that had not yet finished their trial, they thought they were going to. So 59% of those people thought they would probably keep their subscription. But as we've seen, once the trial ended, only 28% actually did. So I personally think that's quite telling. It is showing that, you know, people are, I think, are very happy to watch Apple TV Plus shows for free. They bought their iPhone 11, they get it for free. They, you know, picked up a new 2019 iPad, they get it for free. People are happy to do that. Mm-hmm. But 7 days is clearly not enough to convince people they need to pay for it. There's, you know, they might at this stage, you know, be able to watch the whole of the morning show in a week. Mm-hmm. And then they're done. you know, that's slight speculation, but you get the point I'm making, that, you know, a lot of the first series of things are out. You can maybe in a week watch one of those series, decide you can't be bothered with the rest. I'll save myself $4.99 a month. There's not enough here for me.
Charlotte, when was the trial? I mean, I'm sorry, when was the survey conducted?
Yeah, that is a good question.
It has so the reason I ask is because the state of mind of these people that are in the survey, it depends on whether that they did it at the beginning when November 2nd, when it first came out, or whether they waited until after all of the morning show had aired, or some mixture in between. Because if they had only seen one episode of the morning show and then decided not to re-up or not to pay, I can understand that, because I wasn't real thrilled with the first episode of the morning show either. And then, because the only thing that was there out of the box was what, Dickinson and Snoopy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, did they have a chance to watch all of the morning show and then they didn't re-up, or did they watch just the first episode of the morning show early in the process?
There'd have been a couple.
Did not re-up.
It looks like, because it says we surveyed TV Plus viewers in late November, a little less than a month late after November. TV Plus was available, to get an early sense of how people have received the Tech Giants Force. So it's entirely possible that these numbers would be different if you did it now with all of some of the bigger shows out there, yeah, as the next wave
it
of
could
stuff
be worse.
Is in process. Yeah.
It could be worse for Apple. So
that's true as well.
Yeah. To me, the big takeaway, and John was trying to gallantly work out what it meant in terms of people who got it as free as a device and how many people we're actually talking about here. Because we know in the last quarter, there were 33.6 million subscribers in whatever form to Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Q4 2019.
Right.
Just for some comparison, it's getting walloped by Netflix at 61.3.
Netflix has been doing streaming since, what, 2007?
Right. So. But it's walloping Apple still. Amazon Prime Video is 42.2. Hulu is pretty similar at 31.8. And Disney Plus was at 23.2, but we know is increasing. Well, it's the initial launch was rapid for Apple TV.
10 million the first day.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And it's coming to the UK in just over a month's time. So that this was US numbers, not global numbers, but obviously you would expect Disney Plus to get another big boost of global subscribers as it rolls out more in Europe.
Well, this goes to the discussion that I saw in some circles where analysts were predicting that Apple would blow away Netflix precisely because Apple has so many devices out there capable of running Apple TV Plus, maybe a billion devices, and then Apple would instantly surge past Netflix. Didn't happen because of the low numbers you just quoted from the Flix.io survey.
Exactly. It did. You know, some people are obviously... There's obviously a whole host of issues that Apple is facing. One is just people knowing that this service exists and that there's stuff they can watch and how they can watch it. There's, which is why it's never going to be that billion pockets your old number, whatever Oprah thinks. There's obviously the issue of people just going, oh, I can't be bothered with another service. Even if it's free, I can't be bothered to sign up and remember not to sign up again. Mm-hmm. There's a host of issues there that have meant it's at 33.6, not a billion. Sure. So, I don't quite know how Apple moves forward, because I think I would be very happy with most of the feedback that they got from the kind of year trials. I think people, we've said this a lot of times before, that the initial reviews before we all got to see the stuff was pretty snooty. Mm-hmm. People weren't in, but actually most people, I think, who particularly The Morning Show and a couple of the others, from what I can tell, as people started to watch it, the mood music started to improve.
Yeah.
Generally, it's not, you know, that's not, unfortunately don't have the scientific numbers on that, but you can tell by the mood music that people were like, this is better than we were told.
Yeah. And the discussion around it was not like, you know, the wave that was critical, that was, you know, the critics' reviews were kind of standoffish, but like when you listen to other people talk about it, you know, there were like, you know, people were reading your recaps, Charlotte, and interested in those, and, you know, finding out that like the conversation around it was something that was a lot more interesting to people, you know, that was very different than what you would have gotten if your only impression was from what the critics were saying about the show.
Yeah, I think so. But look, this was always going to be the issue for Apple, wasn't it? How does it convert free subscribers into paid subscribers? And the evidence from that survey is they're not doing it that well at the moment.
Right, but that moment was a little while ago, too.
Like, I think the plan was that they would have a lot more content at the end of the year, and so it would be compelling for people who signed up for a free-year subscription to renew after 1 year, because there would be so much additional content, like Foundation, another series we've heard about that we're waiting for. That remains to be seen whether that pans out.
It would be interesting to see if they did this now, even though it's only been a few months, with the full run of those shows available, how many people would change that tune. And you know, Apple, I think, was the first one to launch with 100% original, unknown content, because even Disney Plus didn't, you know, when they launched with Fox content as well, and stuff that was on TV, you know, and like a lot of stuff that was on Disney Plus is stuff people have seen before. You know, that's why people were signing up. So to come out 100% original and have anybody sign up, I think, is kind of impressive.
Ish, yeah. So just to kind of delve into the numbers a little bit more, perhaps before we want to move on, is they also kind of got those 1,090 TV Plus trial users to explain what they thought of the shows and what, you know. They said the average satisfaction based on how people signed up for the free trial was, so if you signed up with a 7-day trial, the average satisfaction rating was 6.68 out of 10. Was the same if you signed up with a Apple Music student plan. Interestingly, with a 1-year trial, that you got if you bought a new device, it was up to 7.12. Not a huge difference, but a little bit. And maybe that's people thinking, I personally think it's people saying, you know, I've got this free for a year. I'm kind of going to give it a chance and I'm enjoying it a little bit more.
Those are people who just bought an Apple device, and so they're probably more Apple fans.
And more enthusiastic. I don't necessarily agree with that, actually. I don't particularly agree with that. I think plenty of people buy an iPhone who are not Apple fanboys.
No, what I'm saying is that in contrast to people who had a machine for a long, long time and signed up for a 7-day trial subscription, they may not be as big an enthusiast as people who went out and bought a device just recently because they were Apple enthusiasts. Maybe that's why their rating was a little higher, because they were...
I'm not sure how much... You might be right in a few cases. I think it's more people have a time to give it some new, you know, give it a chance to see a bunch of content. They are maybe feeling less pressured to make a decision if it's great or not because they've got a bit more time. You know, if you have a 7-day trial, you spend a lot of that 7 days going, is this worth it? Is this a good trial? Like, what do I think about all this? Whereas if you've got a year... You can, you know, you can kind of let it grow on you a bit.
More relaxed about it.
Yeah.
I think so. Again, that's as speculative as you're, as, you know, thinking it, they might be greater Apple enthusiasts, but that's kind of what I would imagine, at least, anyway.
Well, either way, like, however much fanboy is into it, it's always possible that these are at least people who are more likely to spend more time on that device because it's new and they want to play with it. So
there might be also that. I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. We've talked about this forever with, you know, what month 13 of TV Plus is going to look like once everybody's free year runs out. So what that percentage is. And one thing we did not get from the Q4 numbers was how many people are paid, like legit paid subscribers, people who are paying each month as part of a subscription, and how many subscribers are people who got it free for a year because they bought a thing. So we don't know what that breakdown looks like right now either. We probably never will, honestly, but it would be interesting to find out how many people are subscribers because they signed up for it and maybe they watched a couple episodes of something and it didn't grab them and they never went back. That might be
the only reason why we'll get numbers if Apple deigns to give it to us, and then they're right. Only going to do that if they're really, really good.
If it looks good for them, yeah. So that's going to do it for Media Monday. Definitely, if you have thoughts on this, if you are enjoying TV Plus or not, we would like to hear from you. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. And we have a little bit more to talk about today. Still sort of Media Monday related, I guess, Monday adjacent. The Oscars were last night, and Taika Waititi won an Oscar, which was lovely. I always like to see him win stuff because I love the stuff that he does. And when he was asked... And I'm gonna let you two get into it on this, but when he was asked about, because he won a writing award, and when people asked about, like, what does he think about what the Writers Guild should ask for in the next round of negotiation, he said, they need to ask Apple to fix their keyboards. Really? It makes me want to, typing on the keyboard that I have makes me want to go back to a PC. That's what he said. We will have a link. I will have a link in the show notes to his actual assessment of this issue, but I'm gonna let the two of you have at it, because I'm pretty sure what he's talking about is the butterfly keyboard that we've determined nobody likes, except for John. I'm sorry,
I don't like it.
Let me restate this by saying that the number of people who have come out and professed their love for a butterfly keyboard would be a rounding error.
No, it's not. Number. It's one. It's John.
No. You guys are being facetious. It's
no, we're not.
There are millions of people who use the butterfly keyboard and like it. There's just local people who don't like it.
My own observation is that no one I know who has one of those keyboards likes that keyboard. Like, I have given more than one person recommendations of a keyboard, an external keyboard you could use instead, so you don't have to type on that thing, which was what was told to me. Is there a way I can hook up another keyboard so I don't have to type on this thing? I've been asked that question more than once. So, John?
I think that famous phrase that you like to use. What is it? Apocrypha data is not.
The plural of anecdote is not data.
That's it. The plural of anecdote is not data. And so what you guys are citing is anecdotes here and there, onesies and twosies of friends.
No.
There are millions and millions of Apple customers who've bought MacBook Pros and MacBooks since 2015. Mm-hmm. And the silent majority of them are probably just humming along using the keyboard and not griping too much. And then there is some vocal minority.
But not griping and liking. There's a lot of difference there, John. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, the difference in the keyboard action is very subtle. I mean, it has to do with human psychology and preference. You know, the slightly stiffer keyboard, a little more stable platform and a little less throw. I mean, that's a very subtle distinction. And my reaction to Mr. What is it? Waititi.
Yeah.
Is, oh, please get a grip.
Where have you been? Well, he can't get a grip. He can't get a grip, John, because he says he has RSI and he thinks it's down to the keyboard.
Well, it's easy. It's really easy to connect an external keyboard to your MacBook Pro when it's sitting on your desk, too.
That's true.
So why was he killing himself and getting RSI when he could have for $29 bought a Logitech keyboard that pleased him?
He's a man on the go, John. Maybe he didn't have options. I don't know.
I think he just used the Oscars and his 4.5 minutes of fame to make a splash.
He has more than 4.5 minutes of fame, John. I know that he's not a big deal in your world, but he is a big deal in the world at large. He just won another Oscar. Not his first. I'm just pointing that out. So,
well, the other thing I have to say is that given that it's subtle and that it's human psychology, it's not a statement of authoritative sweeping fact that the keyboard's inferior. It's only a statement.
No, it is a fact.
I don't like it.
sorry. Before we end the show,
if I were to wake up tomorrow morning and say the sun's going to go nova today, I would be blatantly wrong.
Yes, you would.
Yes, right? You're also blatantly wrong to say that the butterfly keyboard is acceptable. I pass you over to Joanna Stern. Thank you. Have a good evening, everybody.
Okay, so John, I don't think the difference in the keyboard is subtle. I think it's a small change, but I think if you type on it for an extended period of time versus typing on the previous iteration of the keyboard for an extended period of time, I think you will notice a big difference. But it takes, you know, a few minutes. I don't mean an extended like an hour. I mean like well, 3 to 5 minutes of solid typing.
I will admit I have not written a novel on my MacBook. So I don't have 500,000 keystrokes to speak to this issue. Mm-hmm. And I assume somebody who does can speak more authoritatively than me. Still, I think the guy was just cashing in on his opportunity to make a fuss.
The thing to know about him.
We know Apple's fixing the problem. We know they fixed it on the 16-inch.
Yeah.
We know Apple's going to fix it on the 13-inch when it comes out. Mm-hmm. It's very likely that Apple's going to go about the business of changing the MacBook Air in 2020. So Apple's already about the business of fixing the problem. It's beating a dead horse.
I don't think it was beating a dead horse as much as it was trying to be clever, because he's probably been asked the same 8 questions for the last 2 months or whatever. And I could totally see it just being him having a little fun with the process. I mean, I didn't see it as anything more than that, except for
I don't see it as having
entertainment value.
When you're an authority figure in one area, you like to feel you're an authority figure in another area. Throw your weight around. Physicists like to do that, I must say.
Well, and he, okay, so I hate to break it to you, but Taika Waititi is not a physicist.
No, what I was
he's a guy from New Zealand who made a comedy movie about vampires. This
people
is what
who
I'm
are authoritative
you.
In one area like to think of themselves as authoritative in other areas when they can get away with it.
He's not that guy. He was just smarting off. It was late. He probably had jet lag. He may not even remember saying it. I mean, come on. He's from the other side of the world. So,
okay, well, there's that too.
I mean, so, who knows? Maybe he was just trying to jazz up the ceremony.
I just want to throw one thing in before we... I know you
yes,
will end
we're
the
done.
Show shortly. But all I would say is, for most people, they're not going to have any knowledge of what the butterfly keyboard is, what the difference is, what machines have it, what machines don't. All they will hear is a famous film director going, Apple keyboards suck. And that's very, very embarrassing for Apple.
That's true. That's completely valid. All right, we're going to have to leave it there today. John and Charlotte, thank you so much for being here today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.